This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Both houses of parliament were adjourned sine die today. When the Lok Sabha met this morning, opposition members started sloganeering over the Union Home Minister Amit Shah's statement on Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. Amid ruckus, Speaker Om Birla urged the MPs to strictly follow the rules and desist from protesting at any gate of the parliament. He also warned them of action in case of any deviation. He added that maintaining the dignity of the parliament is a collective responsibility of all the members. Later, he adjourned the House sine die. Meanwhile, the two bills related to One Nation, One Election have been referred to Joint Committee of Parliament. The committee has 27 members from Lok Sabha and 12 members from the Rajya Sabha. When the House met this morning amid din, Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal moved a motion to send the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill 2024 and the Union Territories Laws Amendment 2024 Bill to the Joint Committee of Parliament. The committee will submit its report to the House by the first day of the last week of the next parliament session. On the other hand, as soon as the upper house assembled for the day, the house witnessed uproarious scenes following slogans and counter-slogans between the treasury and the opposition benches. Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar urged the parliamentarians to honour the public trust and expectations. He also called for accountability and introspection among members. Mr. Dhankar expressed concern over the state of parliamentary proceedings, saying the disruptions mock the public trust and expectations. He added that where reasoned dialogue should prevail, the House witnesses only chaos. The chairman urged every parliamentarian, regardless of their party, to examine their conscience. Amid din, the chairman adjourned the House till 12 noon. When the House met after the adjournment, some scenario prevailed. Following this, the chairman adjourned the House sine die. NDA MPs today held a protest in Parliament House complex over yesterday's incident in which two BJP leaders were injured. The MPs alleged that the Congress Party has disrespected Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. BJP leaders Anurag Singh Thakur, Radha Mohan Singh, Anil Baluni and others were present during the protest. Talking to media, BJP General Secretary Arun Singh said senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi should apologise over his alleged misbehaviour with the Nagaland MP Phagnon Konyak. He said such incident has never happened before in the country. The opposition party MPs also held a protest in the Parliament House over Union Home Minister Amit Shah's alleged remarks on Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. During the protest, the leader of opposition in Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, Congress MP Priyanka Gandhi Vadra and other INDIA Alliance MPs were present. President Draupadi Murmu has awarded the President's Kala to the prestigious College of Defence Management in Secunderabad at a ceremonial event today. The Presidential Colours is the testament of the professional excellence of any institute. Speaking on the occasion, the President said the country's self-reliance and strategic partnership in defence sector will not only protect the country's borders, but also strengthen its strategic global partnership. Union Home Minister Amit Shah joined the Sashastra Seema Bal SSB 61st Raising Day program today at Irani Danga of Siliguri in West Bengal. He paid his tribute for the martyrs and then took the salute. The Director General of the SSB, Amrit Mohan Prasad, was also present in the program. Amit Shah also gave bravery award to the SSB personnel. He said SSB guards, the 2,450 kilometers of border with Nepal and Bhutan with dedication and also does its duty to check illegal transfer of narcotics. Former Haryana Chief Minister and senior Indian National Lok Dal leader Om Prakash Chautala passed away in Gurugram this afternoon. He was 89, the five-time Chief Minister of Haryana and son of former Deputy Prime Minister Devi Lal. Om Prakash Chautala suffered a cardiac arrest at his Gurugram residence and was immediately rushed to hospital but could not be saved. New Delhi is set to host the 2025 World Para Athletics Championship at the city's Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium next year from 26th of September to October 5, 2025. And that is the end of this news bulletin.